Okay, welcome everyone to the first press conference for our doubleheader. We're back in action. We're back in Sardinia. We're here for our first ever doubleheader, and it's the Neom Island X-Prix. So today we've got our first three drivers. We've got Christine from Veloce, we've got Emma from McLaren, and Johan from Rosberg X Racing. So as ever, we'll have people joining via Zoom, so we'll keep an eye on the questions. If you have questions, please send them through, and we'll be bringing up drivers in groups like this. So just to kick off, welcome. All three of you. We'll start perhaps as Johan's next to me. Johan, defending champion, back in Sardinia, second race. How is the confidence within your team?
Let's see. I think, the confidence is pretty high, but, it's very exciting to come back to Sardinia. It's the first time we come back to the same event, and the track is quite similar, not exactly the same, but it's very similar. So that's going to be different. And on top of that, so we get to do a lot of laps on the same track, which will be quite new. So it will be a bit different. And track, we've just done the track walk. So the track looks really, really nice. And I hope we can have some close racing now with this, when it shouldn't be so much dust on the track. And track looks really fast and a bit smoother than last year. So looking forward to get up for a free practice now soon.
I was going to say, the track is similar, but a little bit different, and it's had some work done on it. What would you say for you the main differences, and can you explain a little bit about that?
I think the main difference is that it's a lot smoother on places where it was pretty rough last year. And unfortunately, we saw some cars breaking down last year, so you had to be a bit cautious on a few places. And this year, they flatten out some of the roughest bits, so it should be okay for the cars. And also, we have a bit of an update on a few parts on the car as well. So really looking forward to test it. And the layout of the track is a little bit different. I mean, most of the part from the beginning and the start is very similar, but the corners are graded a little bit different. And then I think also the layout is actually a bit more exciting than last year. So really looking forward to see. I hope that it will be some good racing and some overtake opportunities as well.
Brilliant. And we saw that Nico finally got in the car a couple of weeks ago. How are you feeling about your place on the team in that driver's spot? Is there any risk that you could be replaced there?
Well, I think it's the same answer as your first question, if there was any confidence in the team, and I think that's still there.
Brilliant. Thank you. Emma, welcome to Sardinia. I don't think you raced with us here last year. We were with Veloce, but you were here in Sardinia last year? Were. There we go. Gosh. Welcome back to Sardinia. Obviously, back here, but with a different team member. Again, you've just done the track walk. Is there anything to add to Johan's comments on the course and how are you feeling about the car and its reliability, having done the testing and the upgrades?
Adding to what Johan said, it was when you walked the course last year, you had no idea how rough it was going to be once you were driving it in the car. So I think it is still going to be quite bumpy inside the vehicle, but hopefully with the upgrades that we've all had, that's going to improve the ride. The track has been improved and it's a lot smoother in some of the more what were dangerous sections last time where my teammate had an unfortunate end. It's looking really nice, the track, and really fast. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun to drive.
And obviously, it's the second race for McLaren. You guys ended up in the final last year. I know you've had a bit more experience in the Odyssey, but again, what's kind of the goal for the team this year, and how is that team confidence feeling?
Yeah, I think we're feeling really confident after we had a really good test together, and we know so much more now about a race weekend. Turning up at Saudi, it was a huge learning curve for a lot of us, all working together, coming to an event. So it's great to have a little bit more on that side of it. And, we were really competitive out of the box, which was really encouraging. And I think for Tex, it's a bit hard here because he hasn't done this track when a lot of us have already. So he's going to be, having to speed up that learning process of learning where the track goes. But as he proved in Saudi, he's a quick learner. So feeling confident.
Absolutely. Thank you. And Christine, welcome back. And obviously you're back here, which is fantastic. Obviously we saw in Neom, you had the crash. You've gone through a major kind of rehabilitation on that ankle. Can see some ice there. Tell us a bit about how it's gone over the last few months and how you're feeling today.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm always a broken one here. It went pretty well. We did, like you said, a lot of rehab. It's been very intense, like between 6 to 8 hours. The physios were like over me. They were like, please just go home. So, but it's good. Thanks to that, we're here. So that's really exciting. And I'm sorry for the others that the other race was canceled, but for me, it was actually really good. So happy to be back, and be back in the car. And obviously we just had one test over all 4 months and that's it, but it's enough, to just feel better.
And I just want to ask you a little bit about Lance, because whilst you're on your mend, Lance is not doing so well today. Can you just let us know how he's doing and what the plan is today and racing this week?
Yeah, as you see, our team is the luckiest team on earth. And yeah, Lance is ill today, so unfortunately he didn't even come back walk, but I'm sure he'll get better. We are sending a lot of medicines and bananas back home.
Well, hopefully Lance does feel better. Obviously, if he doesn't, we do have our championship driver here in Fraser McConnell, who's our, well, a debut potentially in Extreme E, Jamaican rally driver. So we have you covered if not, but yeah, speedy recovery to Lance. That's it for me for my opening questions. Just wanted to open the floor. Elizabeth, do you have a question?
Yeah, I have a very stupid question, I know, but it's normal for me and for you also because it's so hot. And in my opinion, it's time because I don't remember last year in Senegal the same, absolutely not, not in Saudi Arabia. So how do you, what do you expect inside the car? Because I think it's the temperature is greaser inside the car. And how do you protect yourself if there is a way to?
I mean, the plus side with the electric vehicles is they don't generate the same amount of heat inside the cars like a normal vehicle does. So that is definitely a plus of it. Also, the fact that we're not in the car for a very long time. So it's going to be the time outside of the car, trying to keep body temperature as cool as possible so that, yeah, we're not so stressed once we're inside the vehicle.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, try to drink a lot of water and stuff like that and keep hydrated. And yeah, what Emma said, I think it's, you know, you don't spend a lot of time in the car and it's not producing so much heat. So it's going to be warm. I mean, in Scandinavia, we're not used to this heat, so it's going to be a bit different. But yeah, me and Mikael actually brought a small child pool to fill up with some water so we can, yeah, yes. So if you like, if you like, you can come and we can swim together. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, we also actually have a pool. And yeah, I'm really lucky that Lance is not here so I can have it by myself. So if you change, there's more space.
Brilliant. Any other questions? Perfect. Well, good luck, guys. And we will see you out on course the first time today. And grow. So thank you.
Thank you.
differences you're expecting, not just from the course, but from the car compared to last year?
Yeah, I think it might be a bit easier on the car this year. Obviously, the suspension has been upgraded and I think it will handle the bumps a lot better. But also, I think the track has been improved to remove a lot of the bumps that were there last year that were kicking the car. So, yeah, I think that will be safer for two race weekends to preserve the cars. But I'm really excited. I really like the new section. It's going to be very fast, very flowing. You can already start to get a rhythm for that from the track walk. So I'm excited to drive.
Fantastic. And Seb, welcome back. You had quite an eventful race here in Sardinia. That course, yeah, whilst the qualifications went very well, it was not so fantastic for you guys in the crazy or the semi-finals. Can you tell us how the last few months have been without the racing and what the team has been working on with car and testing?
Yes, the team has put the new suspension on the car. It was some modification to do. We didn't really test a lot. We wanted to do one test session, but we had some issues, so I drove only 10 minutes. But except of that, I drove a lot outside of the Xumi. I did some double races. I did Abu Dhabi, I think, since that. So a few races and I'm happy to be back here. I have some good memories of the track here last year. It's a bit more like a WRC track. It's really fast, especially this year. I think we were very fast because it's less rough than it was last year. So it will be a question of driving well and pushing hard. So it will be a good week, I think.
Fantastic. And you guys are sitting third spot at the moment. So I know you've had a very strong qualifications form throughout the whole season and the start of this season. I guess you're still looking for that, well, second win, finish the season on a high. But yeah, is that the goal for this year, for this race?
Yeah. Last year we won all the quali and this year we won also. So, but now they removed the points from the quali, so I'm so happy about that. but yes, it seems that we had a good speed on every surface last year, and we won the quali. Like I said, we won only one time the final, so we need to improve on that. It's always more tricky when it's a race with many cars, with the dust and the overtaking and all that. So. I don't know what we can change, but we will try to work on it and try to do our best this weekend.
Brilliant. And obviously Xtreme E Race is normally one race weekend, and that's quite a short time behind the wheel for you guys. How does it feel to be having double the action going into this week? Katie?
Yeah, it is, especially, you know, to keep in the rhythm. And often we get to the end of the weekend and you want to continue. So now we have the opportunity to go again. And I think it will give people an opportunity as well. If they have disappointment into the final, then they can push again to do that for the second. Right? Obviously, everybody's looking for two really strong results here. I think it will be a nice atmosphere, but long days.
Very long days. And Nasser, you weren't here last. This is your Sardinia West performance for the App Cupra team last year. You got P2. Is there any pressure or is there the goal is to improve on that for this year? For this first time round?
Actually, no pressure for me, but I'm really learning a lot. You know, we spent 3 days testing in my camp, you know, in Barcelona and Spain. And we get to improve a lot, you know, from driving, you know, skill. And because for me, it's completely new when I jump in Saudi Arabia. But really, I am happy and I feel confidence. And with the new suspension, it's looked like really more easy, you know, to drive. And you can push, you know, where you want. And I think it will be an interesting race, you know, this weekend.
So I guess you're still relatively, you know, one of the newest on the grid here. How was that testing, and does it help with the fact you know Jutta so well? Does that help with you and your preparations?
The reason why I was running two times, you know, in the circuit today in morning, you know, and I was checking everything, every corner, you know. But okay, I'm happy, you know, to be here. You know, I will try to do my best for my team. You know, I think we need to be clever, you know, because. If we reach the final and then everything equal, you know, and then we can decide if we can have a good result or no.
And Seb, just for you, obviously, you know the perils of a course like this in Sardinia. You had the issue with the, you know, having to rebuild the car last time. When you go into a double header, is there any tactical decision to try and save the car a little bit more in the first race, or is it all in the beginning?
You know, it's a sprint race, so if you save the car, you lose the race. So I don't think we will have too much about it. For sure, it's better to finish it without trouble, but I think we have to go for it, and we'll see.
Any questions from the floor? I think, Lisbetta?
Question for Seb. How different was the weather in Kenya? It's hotter here or in Kenya?
It's hotter here.
Yeah,
it was in Kenya, so yeah. It was only like 25 degrees. It was so easy.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
No problem. And we asked the first few drivers how they did heat. I mean, I guess, Nasser, you're quite used to this heat. Have you got any tips for the others?
Yeah, it's okay. For me, it's no problem, you know. But okay, I think the humidity will be also a problem for everybody, you know, even for me. But okay, we'll see, you know. When we put the helmet and we don't think about anything, you know, just we need to race and to make a good result.
And I don't want to give any secrets away, but the first three drivers all seem to have swimming pools out the back of their paddocks. Do you guys have swimming pools that we can come and visit?
I think that's next on shopping list. Definitely, I'm going to get one. If other people have got one, we're having one.
Okay, you want to go visit, you know, you want to go visit Veloce and Rosberg. Yeah, they might let you use their swimming pool. Okay. Cool. Well, thank you. And yeah, good luck this, well, both races.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers. Okay, welcome to Sarah, Kevin, and Timo, and welcome back, most of you, to Sardinia. Does it work okay?
I don't know.
No. Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Good.
And I'd like to say welcome back to all of you, although we've got one driver who has not been here in a driving capacity before. So, yeah, welcome, Timo, to your first press conference, being with us for, a couple of years now. We'll get to that in just a second. Sarah, strong start for the team in Neon. I think you guys are sitting fourth overall, which is great. How has the last few months been without racing? What have you been working on? And how are the confidence levels for your team going into this second race?
You know, fourth is great for us. You know, last year we didn't have that great of a start, so it's off to a good one for us. Consistency is key for us this year, obviously. And downtime's been a lot of fun. I've been just out in the backyard doing laps and practicing and having fun doing what we do, just driving. So confidence is really good. I am very confident in the team. I think we have a good setup. We've learned a lot in the time we've been in Extreme E. So we're in a good position.
That's good to know. It's good to hear. And Kevin, obviously for some, the break was a little bit tough, but the break was probably pretty essential for you and rehabilitation after Neon. How are you feeling? And yeah, how has that for you, last few months been for you?
Hello. Yeah. It's quite okay. I would say I still have some pain sometimes, and I guess you will never get rid of it. But in the end, it's nothing dangerous anymore to have any compressions or anything. So I've really worked. Really, thanks to Rebel a lot to have this athlete performance center, because without them, I would never have so many scans. I would never have so much expertise on exactly my injury. So without them, I would not been, I think, ready to race in the same way. So I'm really, really confident body again. The vertebrae is stronger than ever. And I worked a lot on my core also to keep strong around there. So when it's some compressions, I can really, get tied up and force it to stay strong. The confidence is back there. It's still a bit strange to drive. I have not driven so much. But it's really nice to be back in the paddock, because it kind of these 16 weeks have been really challenging, especially the first ones with the brace and having a lot of pain for a long time. But then, to step by step come back, getting back to normal. The circle finishing up now, coming back to Extreme E and doing my first race back since the injury. So I'm very happy.
Well, everyone in the paddock is really happy to see you back and doing so well. And we look forward to seeing you back in the car this week.
Yeah, thank you.
And Timo, obviously we've worked a long time now, and you've been waiting for this moment to get your first race in Extreme E. How are you feeling this week?
Well, it's it was the last second call. Let's see it this way. But I'm super happy and pumped to be behind the wheel right now. I'm here for 1.5 years roughly now, designing the tracks and supporting the Extreme ET, the other side, which was super cool to see. And it was fun to work with those guys. It is still. But of course, I'm still a race driver. I'm still hunting for quick race laps. And of course, I was always aiming for Extreme E race, of course. And that this comes to place now is super funny with Tamara, my female colleague at the same time from Extreme E side. I'm super pumped that Excite just chose us to be here and to drive the car. So yeah, we missed out on testing or anything. So we haven't had the chance of testing the new dampings and stuff, blah, blah. But that's the chance anyway. So we tried to surprise here and there. Maybe there's a good outcome. Let's see. But I think we are both hot to go out there, even though the temperature is already hot. We are more hot, I would say.
I guess Tamara has a little bit of confidence maybe from her. Yes. She got out in Neon and did well, so
yeah,
maybe she's got something to teach you there.
Yeah, well, yeah, and she was doing well from what I saw, and she's confident. I was the last time in the car back in Dorset last year, so in December. So since then, I haven't driven the car. Yesterday, I did the rollout right here on site. But the party starts 11:30, and then we see where we're going.
Well, can't wait to see how you get on.
Thank you.
Yeah, great to have you. And Sarah, you did your course walk today. Obviously, this track was super brutal last year, and it was kind of notoriously seen as the toughest of the season, I think. How has it changed, and what can you tell us, how different it's going to be this week?
I definitely think the course has been worked in a little bit more since last year. It's going to be a lot faster, not as rough, maybe not as technical at times. This is our terrain, so we're used to from being in Southern California and there's in Baja, you know, so it's kind of where we feel at home. I think last year that showed. So yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm excited to be out there, you know, especially with Timo for the first time. So that'll be cool. But yeah, I'm excited.
I'm excited too. That's great. Sorry. And Kevin, you've got a new teammate. And can you tell us a little bit about Heather? Because actually we did a rookie test here in Sardinia last year and she got selected. I think she's just 18 or 19. Very, very young.
21.
Oh, similar. Yeah,
but she looks
to me, very young.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, much older than I thought then, but still very young. Yeah. And she's really only had one lap, I think, in the car. She's gone from rookie, where she didn't even get to test here in Sardinia, because I think the car was damaged, to having, I think, one lap in Neom, to now starting driver. That's got to be quite exciting. And how are you two working on that new synergy together?
Well, it's really fun that she's so young. Yesterday our average age in the team is 26, so we're quite young, all of us, which is I think amazingly fun. Just a great spirit in the team generally, and she's coming with a great attitude, very humble. I can speak Swedish with her, which is very nice and easy for both of us, you know, to work on all the details with the driving and really communicating together. I think we're trying and finding a good position between us and really getting along well. And I mean, it's her first race. She's really, I think, generally a rookie in also motorsport. She's still coming her way up in the classes. And I think Veloci spotted her quite early on. And I think that was a great spot. So hopefully our preparation well now on the track walk. She's quite quiet, so she doesn't say much, just getting her focus down and working hard. And I think that's the key to success. So yeah, no, really excited to see how it's on. But I have strong beliefs that this would be a good one.
Brilliant. We've got a question coming through on Zoom. This is for Timo. Timo, despite you've tested a lot with this car, this is your first official X-Pre. How confident are you about your performance racing side by side with the other drivers for the first time?
Well, the side racing I'm used to, because I'm doing Rallycross World Championship since like 2016 now. So I'm really looking forward for the start procedure, because I know how to use my. So
yeah,
and
I felt them a few times.
Yeah. So and most likely the others will feel it too. So of course, I guess this is one of my strong parts. Of course, this I know at least somehow how to use it. Of course, you have to take care of the car. We have seen. Context can be ugly in a way. So of course we have to avoid that as well. Keep the car in one piece and make it honest, bring it back to the finish. But to be honest, it's still a big question mark above us. But anyway, I'm really looking forward to race those guys, those big names, female and male drivers together. First time for me to take part on such a race as well. So for sure, this is something special and I'm really looking forward to the line and to see how it goes.
Brilliant. And Sarah, there's a question here for you. How does the car feel with the new dampers? Do you feel the performance through the bumps and the corners has really improved?
Tremendously. It's improved a great amount. So I think we're going to see a lot more better racing with the Fox dampers or shocks. And I feel completely confident in the new setup. And then we're going to see a lot more safety. So, you know, hopefully we won't have any more injuries like Kevin's back. But yeah, I got a lot of time testing it. I work with Fox back in the States. They're a sponsor of mine. So I believe in the product and it was a lot of fun getting to, you know, experience it. And I'm excited to see what it does here.
We've got another question, which I guess you kind of answered there a little bit, but the question is, will the mechanical issues last race be playing on your mind? Or with this being a double race week, you know, how much are you willing to push and risk the car? Which is actually probably a good question for both with that double header. Situation?
I definitely think consistency is key. I never look back on anything. Obviously, if we did, we'd really be in a hole right now. So I don't really pay attention to, you know, what's happened. So mechanical errors, I think the series has worked really hard to overcome. And now that's going to be something that we're going to see more in the past than in the future, especially with the upgrades. So I think that is a big improvement. And then as for pushing, it's going to be, you know, whatever it takes to be consistent. In the end, it's getting to the final and then having a good result there.
Absolutely. And Kevin, for you, how hard will you be willing to risk the car in the first race, knowing you've got that second race just a few hours later?
Well, like Sarah said, I don't think we are race drivers, so we have to push maximum and we have to go for the win when we have an opportunity. So there's one day to fix the car. I mean, it may be almost 48 hours to get it done. So mechanics will have an opportunity if there's something happening. There's a lot of talented people on course. And it's with these upgrades, it's a good step on the safety side. I think we'll be much more consistent for everyone, less mistakes and less, you know, risk and everything. I just think the next thing we need to work on in this series is the safety of the seat belts for every driver. It was the thing that caused my accident of breaking my back. So I think that's really the next step we need to take now to drivers are safe, because these shocks are very good. And I think the seat belts are the next thing.
And Timo, you've watched Extreme now intently. You've watched it in a lot of detail. Who's in your sight? Who do you think is there to really cause you some trouble this week?
Well, basically, I'm impressed the most with the female drivers, I have to say. The progress they have made season open in Saudi Arabia last year till now is amazing. Of course, you know those big names like Carlos, Johan, and those male drivers, which we all know they are competitive and strong, and all those drivers are basically in like 2, 3, 5 seconds, whatever. But the gap we've had, I guess Sarah can tell that as well. In the beginning, it was like 40, 50 seconds gaps. And right now, they are most of the time there and very close to the male drivers as well. And the progress is impressive. So I look forward to just team up with that and to be as close as possible to the queue of the front runners. But of course, there are many, many teams up for a victory, to be honest. And like we have now, the new Fox Dampers, I guess, is not so much down to it anymore by like having any issues on track, by like rolling the car, whatever, in terms of the risk you have to take to be quick. So I think now you can focus a bit more on drive as possible without, or at least less risk, let's say, and focus more on pure racing and fighting the others and taking care about the setup and stuff. So yeah, actually I'm looking forward, but my aim, of course, in my head now is to make it to the final, but of course is a long way to go.
Great answer. Any questions from the room before we let the teams go? You could ask about the heat. I'm leaving you. So we asked all the other drivers how you're dealing with the heat. It turns out there's some swimming pools in the back of the paddocks. I'm trying to work out who has got the swimming pools that we can come and visit. Do any of you have a swimming pool out the back?
No, but we need one.
Oh, Andretti has one. You can go there. It's next door to us.
And Veloce. Okay, we'll see you there. Cool. Well, thank you guys. And great,
thank you.
Great
thank
luck
you.
This weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Or we. Okay, we never say about saving the best till last, but it's brilliant to have both drivers up from Acciona Signs. I just wanted to welcome back Carlos and Laia to Sardinia. So welcome back. And how have the last 4 months? It's been an extra long time since we've seen everybody. And how have you been sort of keeping busy and keeping your training up? And start with Laia.
Yeah, it was a long wait. I was really
happy to come back here racing, time to recover some all injuries, so it was good to have time also. So happy to be back, excited to be racing again, and let's see how it goes.
Fantastic. And Carlos, we've talked a lot about the upgrades to the car and the testing that has been. Can you, obviously you've really worked with Alejandro and the series and giving your feedback. Can you tell us how you feel about those upgrades and how that car is feeling?
Oh, I think the main thing was the reliability, probably, you know, to work in the way that the cars are stopping much less. And like last year happened here, that it was really hard to finish it for us. I think we only finished one hit in practice. The rest we had problems. So hopefully this year will be different. We have the new shocks, which are stronger and more reliable. And I think there has been some improvement in the steering and some things that hopefully will make the car, as I said, more reliable.
And you talked about only finishing one race season, but this season, you know, you had a fantastic performance in Neom Podium, your second overall going into this race. So, you know, it's working. You guys have a really great collaboration together, and you can really feel, you know, your kind of synergy together as a team. Does that really help? Is that something that you've really, really hit on over the years? Over the year?
Yeah, of course. Also, for me last year was quite hard, the first races, because I had no experience, so I was struggling a bit, but now I feel that I'm more ready. Carlos is helping me a lot also to learn fast, so I feel much more ready, much more confident. I'm more quiet, more relaxed. That is also important to be comfortable on the car, and I feel much more ready, and of course Carlos is always ready, so.
And Carlos, how do you feel, you know, are you very proud getting to see that progression that Lyra's had? It must be
absolutely
great.
I'm really, really proud part of this story with which we start last year, building up the team and coming in this new series with sharing cars with women. Part of all this was also, you know, working with girls, but especially for me working with Laia, making a Spanish team. And you know, I promised her I was going to help her to change from motorcycle to cars. And I think she, like she said, it was not easy, but the progress she has been making during all this period, months, has been really, really good. And like last race, she was doing so well, and you know, more confident, much faster. And that's why we came also to manage nearly winning the race, but at the end we came second. And for us is an important point to keep that dynamic that we start in the first race. But really looking at all the teams, they are so strong. Now the field is getting very close, and it's not going to be easy to be again in the podium, and of course to win, but our aim is to keep improving and to keep doing it.
Well, it's working so far. I got in trouble with Elisabetta. I asked all the questions earlier and she didn't get to ask one, so you go.
Carlos, because we spent all our time speaking about the new suspension, but we never touched the argument and the topic of this. So what is changing exactly? Because it's not a new brand. They explained me that is every time more or less the same, but better than the before.
But, I think you need to speak more with the engineers, what they changed exactly. I hope they really changed enough that we are not facing the same problems we had here last year, because every time we went out, we broke the steering and we have to drive so slow and bring the car back. So last year, the topic here was the damper and the steering. So we are crossing fingers, everything is solved.
And having looked at the course for the first time today, do you see any major improvements in, you know, how brutal that was last year for the cars? How do you feel about the course this time?
I think the track is similar to last year. I think that the team has put a little bit more effort in putting together a much better track in terms, not so rough, more clear, some stuff for the dust, which hopefully will work. In general, probably a little bit easier than last year because it's not so bumpy, but still there are some bumps, a bit more clear the lines than probably was last year. And yeah, I think it's a good base. We really enjoyed last year. We were quick, but we never had the opportunity to finish.
Got some questions coming through on here. So question for Carlos. It says, first of all, congratulations for your son's victory at the weekend. You must be feeling very proud. Congratulations for your son's victory in the weekend. Kevin Hansen said, after damper's improvement, seatbelts is the next step. Speaking about safety, what are your feelings on that?
Safety is always a priority.
Yeah.
What really pisses me off a little bit is that last year we were the first one to say, look, this is not safe. We are quite different in sizes.
Yeah,
I really need to drive turning the belt, and you know, for us it's difficult to make it on time. And many teams were looking to other side. They even don't wanted to give us enough time to do a driver change in a way that it was just about to be safe. And later on, we have seen that it can be very dangerous, because when you are not having proper seatbelt tight, proper seat configuration, and the difference on the bodies between some of us are quite big. And I am glad finally that the safety is coming through, has to be priority. But as I say, I'm not happy that something needs to happen. Some of the youngest people, you know, they were thinking they have an advantage, and I think the advantage should be gained not in the driver's sense. The advantage should be gained and we all have to be safe driving the car and then drive as fast as possible. So for me, it is a logic that now has come through. Probably my experience or our experience, it was at that point coming strong, but nobody was listening. And this is luckily going to be solved.
Good. There's a question here for Laia. You've been testing and racing with other electric cars. Do you feel it's going to help you get the pace now that you have more electric car experience?
Yes, that's the reason why I was there last weekend. I was in Sweden racing, especially this kind of racing, rallycross, that you have more cars at the same time. You do starts. That is what I was struggling a bit. I'm not used to that, so that's why I did this race. It was so good. It was a super training, and I feel better, more confident, and of course to drive electric car is also nice, because it has some things that are quite similar.
That's great. And then I think the final question here for Carlos. Seb said earlier that this is closer to a rally stage. Do you hold a similar opinion, and do you think the course suits you better as a consequence?
Well, last year, as I say, we feel really competitive here, and of course it's not like a sun or more desert like last one. But also in the last one we were competitive. Now we are really looking forward to try to be competitive everywhere. That is our aim and wish. And yeah, of course, you know, I've been rally driver before than rally ride driver, so I think I still can remember some a little bit about my rally driving time.
I'm sure you can. And yeah, we look forward to seeing how you guys get on the next few races. So yeah, welcome back. And
thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.